rides his pony down life's lane, searching for the why of all the pain he knows. It'll never be the same.
Hey, Legs.
Hi, Lizzie.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you today?
We're in our new recording studio.
Sort of temporary one, but it's new.
Temporary.
It's temporary, yeah.
Because we're moving. But we're moving. This is the living room. We moved a couple things around. Like, we'll be talking about bikes today. We don't normally have a bike in the living room. But if you go to our YouTube channel, you will see that we have a lovely bike behind us. You can't see much of it, but it's a lovely Dutch bike.
It is lovely.
Batavus. Yes.
Yes, nice Dutch bike.
So we took a few days off, and tomorrow will be our 30th episode that we already recorded, coming out tomorrow. And we were recording about a week ahead, and now we're not a week ahead because we took a few days off, but yeah, it feels good to have some days off.
We deserve it.
Our first episode was on the 17th of March, and we got in our heads we were going to do 5 episodes a week, and we still have that plan, but it was a lot.
Yes, but it also, we learned. I think there's a difference, I think, between our beginning episodes and our latest episodes. And please tune in and see the difference. You'll notice a difference.
Yeah, I don't need to ask them to compare.
Why not?
But it makes sense.
Yeah, people compare.
If you, it was good to have those episodes to kind of figure out a little bit of what we're doing, and we still don't know what we're doing. But we know a little bit more.
Yeah, a lot of it more.
Like what?
Well, decided that, we keep talking about the slow life and what it is to live the slow life and what's important to us. So number one, what's important to us is having fun together and enjoying what we're doing. But also, what are the things that make up that life? And on the forefront of that are bicycles, music, eating good, healthy food, and taking time to enjoy life's little pleasures. So with that, we sort of decided to focus on those things in our future episodes. So that's where I think we're heading, and it's a learning experience, and I'm really enjoying the whole process. And so, what do you think we're going moving towards? Did I forget anything?
I think we want to share with our listeners, where we are, and I think the format that we've had. We've discussed that we don't want to just be regurgitating a lot of things when there's already so many people that provide news and provide their impressions on what's going on. We want to speak with people and have some interviews, but there's also a lot of interview podcast shows, and that's not what we want to be.
Right.
And this week we had the Slow Culture Day. And we talked about something that we have now kind of fleshed out a bit more and wanted to talk about today. And that is that we are going to do some short episodes. We're still working on the title, but we think it might be Once Upon a Handmade Bike. Is it okay if I talk about what it is?
Yeah, of course.
So Legs and I would be taking turns on going on an imaginary ride with a handmade bike, and we each will pick a bike and tell each other where we're headed, And at least in the beginning, we've decided to make the location close to where the handmade bike is made in a general radius of proximity where you could, you know, head out, you know, within an hour or two, or probably even closer, because in a ideal world, we would be buying things close to home so that we can really be a small footprint and that we can support people making things in our areas. So we may find, after we've gotten through a number of these, if we find that it's working, we don't know what will happen, that we may decide that one of these bikes goes a little farther afield. But,
oh, well, yeah. You might have to rein me in on that one, because there's some beautiful bikes all over the world. But
you can ride them where they are.
Right.
You can pretend like you're there going on a ride. You don't have to take an Italian bike to Calusa, California, for example.
No, even though they could probably ship it to you, and they would love to. The whole thing is we're creating an adventure. In a way, I look at it as we're creating an adventure in the bike's backyard. And if we believe that we want to support
this. That's good. That's a good line.
Yeah. And we want to support, you're the one with the good lines. We want to support businesses, local businesses. And so that includes the artists and frame builders out there. That includes the bike shops that support those bikes and the people that ride bikes in the community. And so we're trying to practice what we believe in, which is living the slow life, riding a bicycle, staying out of the car as much as possible by either using the bike, walking, and getting to know your community. And I think that for me, when I've been getting ready for our future podcast, I get to use my imagination of what my ideal world would be and what little thing I'd like to do and why. And it's just it makes me realize that I need to do more in my local community and really do what I'm writing about and talking about. So hopefully we get that message across to the people that watch and listen to us.
Yeah, we're going to try it out. And we're one of the reasons we wanted to do it was to be able to record 5 episodes and have some of them be shorter. And we wanted to do something that's creative and fun that we would find enjoyable. And we were talking today. I had this feeling about when we were working on our first couple of episodes with this new, you know, once upon a handmade bicycle, and that our minds really enjoy that thinking of the future and planning and thinking about the slow life. Like when you go out shopping to plan your meal, and before you go, you're thinking what you're going to do versus just grabbing some unhealthy fast food. And I thought, you know, this seems like such a comfortable, enjoyable place for the mind to be. And I found this article. I thought, well, I'm going to search up, I can't remember the exact phrase I searched, but something like that it's natural for the mind to want to live in the future. And there's a New York Times article, I'll put it in the show notes, that said that, yes, our human mind, that's a natural place to be. The negative side of that is going to worry and, you know, future tripping, as you said when we were talking about it. And so this isn't that. It's more making a plan, right? You know, keeping your mind in a plan, an actionable plan that gives you pleasure because you're taking some time to think about where you're going to go when you venture out on your bike ride. And knowing that you're going to also go off your plan because you're going to see something or talk to someone who tells you to do this or that. But making the plan is really enjoyable. And yeah.
So why we might, you know, have each adventure on a, you know, once upon a handmade bicycle. The real world is that adventure could have little, you know, side notes of yes, in fact, you're riding along and you see something that you didn't think you would see. And part of the slow life is stopping and taking that in and sometimes just altering your plans a little bit. So people, including ourselves, could take our adventure and make it their own little adventure by adding their little bits and pieces to it. On their, you know, and we'll be posting the actual route in our show notes when we when we present these various episodes of our adventures. And I think people could look at those and see, yeah, I'd like to go do that. And they didn't talk about this particular thing you can go to, and I'm going to go check that out. And so I think that's the beauty of all this, is that we're using our imagination to create our beautiful world, and we're hoping other people would do the same.
Yeah, we might have, since we're in this little imaginary world, part of the imaginary world that we're having about it is the potential for a book that would have these little adventures in them. And then the thing I was about to tell you before we hit play and record is that I could see having listeners also submit their, you know, once upon a bicycle, once upon a handmade bicycle little tours, and could tell us and exactly. Give us and write in, and we could include those in some form. So we'll see what happens. I think I put in my notes that we would just, you know, let people give some, people some little updates, which I meant to do at the beginning, which we can do at the end. Anything else about our plan for the bicycles?
We're really excited.
It'll be a little mini performance where we're taking you on a little imaginary tour, and we may just each do it once, or we may do it many times, and hopefully the latter, but we'll see.
Yeah, a lot of beautiful bikes out there, and incredible artisans that are making these bikes, and there's beautiful places to see them on. And I've ridden a bike most of my life, and I still haven't seen everything. So hopefully out of this, I'll learn more myself.
Nice. Yeah, I know I will. I think what will be fun is legs is, I'm touching the table that the camera's on. It's wobbling. You're a professional cyclist in your past and know much more about how bikes are made. And when I wrote my little novella, Bike Rock, each chapter has a bike piece of bike equipment, and so but that's about as far as I you know, so learning the terminology, and it's going to be more about the trip and the adventure, but learning more about how bikes are made will be a nice little
I'm actually
bump.
Learning too, truthfully, even though my thing was riding a bike, whatever bike they gave me I rode, so I didn't really get into the exact in and outs of a bike. I learned along the way at some point on some things, but there are people out there that have taken it to another level. And, cycling is much more complicated mechanically even now than when I rode. But a bike is still the same. You still have two wheels, basic, same design. It's like, for example, a cargo bike. And it's going to be really a learning experience for me on these artisans. They're taking their craft to a whole other level. And I'm just, in the time that I've done research and just been involved in this, I am just taken aback by the people out there still continuing to produce beautiful works of art. Because I consider a beautiful bicycle a work of art. And I'm excited.
I'm excited too. And if you would like to get a little email when the episodes come out, ideally someday we'll also have a blog version of what the bikes are that'll kind of match up our little adventure. But we're a two-person show, and that's part of the production that would help us make the book. It may not be fully fleshed out by the time we start these next week, but I'm really excited. The first bicycle I've picked, I'm excited to share with you.
My whole story I'm excited about, too. So, yeah, it was really fun doing. So
nice, Nice. Well, just on updates, our seeds are growing. The tomatoes are a little slower than the rest, but it's been cool, and we've got the greenhouse going. We bought some diatomaceous earth because we had some little pincher bug.
Damn earwigs.
Earwigs bite. Crawling around, and also some snails. Yeah. And we did, last episode, we talked about, we were about to give Teo a haircut, and he is trimmed, and so that's nice. We did give him a mohawk, and we haven't posted on, but the video should be up on YouTube by the time this goes up. But if it's not, it'll be coming up, and we're going to have that video going from big fluffy dog to
a
mohawk,
lean, mean,
skinny little dog.
Lean, mean, sassy machine.
We don't know if he's going to keep his mohawk. Yeah. Or now it's just kind of a floppy mop.
I didn't tell you.
He looks like one of the Beatles right now.
He sure does. He pulled me aside and said, tell Mom, could I keep the mohawk, please?
My daughter Jessie said that we should bleach it, but that would be too hard to keep the stuff from his eyes. But maybe there's...
Yeah, I'm not big on hair dye for anything. And that's maybe why I still have hair. I don't know. I never had a mohawk either, but I couldn't because I actually worked. nothing against people that dye their hair. I'm sure now it's much safer than it was back in my day.
Great. Well, I think that's it. Well, that's it for the update. And we'll hope you'll tune in for we'll see what it's called, but Once Upon a Handmade Bicycle. Yeah. Something like that.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned for the upcoming episode. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the Liggs and Lizzie Punk Farm Love Life podcast. Please subscribe to be notified of new episodes. It really helps us if you leave a review.
We'd love to have you join our Patreon family. When you join, for as little as $5 per month, we'll personally thank you on the podcast. You'll also receive special episodes and videos from us. Podcast music is by Lizzie's brother, who goes by Squint Todd and the Horse Thieves. See the show notes for links to other things we mentioned.
Be safe and happy until next time.
Do stuff, don't buy stuff.
Peace, punk, plants.
We don't need much, we just need each other.
Sometimes he thinks he can feel his pain, he knows he'll never be the same. His old black dog just tags along and listens while he sings his song. Love is all she knows. On and on they go. Oh, strangers cry, lonelier than pissed out wine. There's no wonder why he's bound to drift along. To the heavens, his only friend alone. On the widest train he's riding, so damn few of all. There's Jensen weed and tumbleweeds. Thank you. join the party, join the crowd. Let the hyena circling laugh out loud and noise. Lord knows he had his day. For strangers cry. Here it comes. If it has to happen, let them fire.